listening to Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast, episode number 177, coming to you live from San Francisco, California, with your host, Scrap Hunter.
Hey everybody! Welcome back to Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast, episode number 177, coming to you from the sunny, the sparkly, the awesome San Francisco, California. The place that you wish you were until you walk down to the Tenderloin. Anyway, so we have a cool show lined up for you. We're going to talk about some good stuff, we're going to talk about some bad stuff, and we're going to talk about some underground stuff. So today's theme is really going to be about customer service. I know that seems like a really bizarre subject to talk about on a radio show, and maybe slightly mundane, but I promise that it's something that all of us think about and deal with on an everyday basis. It's something that drives us all fucking up the wall. And sometimes it makes us just restore faith in all humanity because someone was just nice enough to take care of you. So, we have a couple of really cool people to talk about. Actually, I have more positive things, experiences to talk about than I do negative today. But I'm going to get some of the negative just right off the bat, right out of the way. All right. So, there's a couple of, problems that I have with shipping, okay? So, typically, I try to support, the American job kind of a thing. I try to shop at the local stores, even if I have to pay a little more. I really try to support the local small business community. But there's some things that you just can't get, and you have to order. There's just some places just can't carry everything in the store. And for instance, this coffee that I'm drinking, it's from this local grocery store that's it's up on Columbus in North Beach in San Francisco. And I don't know where this guy gets this Rainforest Brew from, but man, that is some good coffee. stuff like that, And the one thing that really drives me nuts is when you order something, you have to deal with the shipping. And there's not a lot of choices when it comes to shipping something. You pretty much have the big three. You got UPS, you got USPS, or the United States Postal Service, and you have FedEx. Now, I don't know a lot of places that actually use FedEx anymore. I think after that whole, FedEx driver launching the packages thing, They're pretty much over. But, it seems like now there's viral videos of postal workers doing it, of UPS workers doing it. I don't know what the fuck people's problem is. But it's just like launching the packages onto people's front yard, just throwing them as hard as they can, I guess just for fun, because they're disgruntled with their job. Who knows? So, on the good note, there's two postal guys that deliver to my building, and those guys are cool. So I'm not knocking them. But I had the most crazy fucking experience with the United States Post Office in the history of the world. Well, maybe not, but it was pretty fucking crazy. And this is kind of what prompted me to do this episode is from a couple of different interactions, I really realized, you know, the people that really try to take care of you and do things in the way it should be and the way that it shouldn't be. And, you know, you see the postal people all the time, at least in San Francisco, protesting all the time. They're always out there with their signs. They're mad at Staples for not hiring postal workers to work in their mail, I don't know what you call it, a kiosk, basically, where they take people's mail and then ship it for them through USPS. They're mad about that. They're mad about them hiring a third party to take their customer service calls. I mean, just the whole thing. And it's the government. What the fuck do you expect? Think the government cares about you? No. You're a slave. You work for the government. Come on. I mean, dude. Anyway, the postal carriers, you know, they're usually nice, happy people. So I'm not knocking them. And I'm sure there's still some really good people that work in the post office who aren't completely jaded. But there are, at least in the San Francisco area, in the North Beach sorting office, there are some terrible human beings that work in that place. To make a long story short, I had ordered a package. What happened with the labeling, if it wasn't labeled correctly, or whatever happened from the shipping place, in my opinion, is negligible. According to USPS, there was a problem with the address. Which, of course, like, they email you and text you the tracking information, so they have your phone number and they have your email address. If there's a problem with the package, you would think they would say, hey, you know, there's an issue with your package, please contact us. No. Instead, they tell you it's out for delivery, and then it never shows up. And you're like, what the fuck? Where's my shit? Of course, you call them, they're closed. Now, I probably called this branch literally about 30 times before I got someone to pick up. I mean, just all day long, just no one answers the phone. You know, you call the mail customer service line, and they're like, oh, they should answer their phone. I'm not sure why they're not. So you call another office, you know, in a different county, and they're like, oh, call this number. This is their direct line. And you call them, and I guess they think it's their boyfriend or something, the way they answer the phone, you know, or a girlfriend, or both at the same time, who knows. And so they pick up the phone, they're like, hello? It's like, is this the sorting office for the United States Postal Service? Yes. Okay, thought I called your living room or something, you know, like... So basically you tell them, hey, this is my name, this is my problem, I'm looking for my package, it seems to be lost. And it's not like, oh, okay, oh, no problem, oh, that's horrible, let me help you find your package, and hey, let's get it to you. So the first interaction I have is this angry woman who tells me she doesn't have time for this shit and hangs up the phone. I'm like, I was supposed to have a package delivered. It never showed up to my house. I'm just trying to find out where my package is. My name is this, and here's my tracking. Stops me right in the middle of before the tracking things. I don't have time for this shit. Hangs up the phone. I'm not kidding. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, maybe she broke up with her boyfriend. Maybe her... She's got prostate cancer, maybe she's having sex change surgery. I don't know what's going on in this woman's life. Sometimes people have some crazy stuff they can't deal with. I get that. No problem. Okay. So, call again, ask for the, supervisor, not to dog on her, just to get the ball rolling, get some shit done. Guess who's the supervisor? Oh, man. So basically, what happened is this lady did not give a shit. She would just hang up the phone, tell me it's not my, not her problem. She doesn't have to help me. So I call, like, the postmaster dude. The postmaster dude is just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get your package to you by the end of the day. Don't worry. You know, we know where it is. It'll be there for you if I have to hand deliver it. That's what he says. You think I got the package? No. Nothing. All right. So day three, you call up and you're like, look, man, I'm just trying to get my damn box from the mail. Where is it? So they tell you it's at the sorting office. I'm like, okay, I'll go down to the sorting office, 1199 Post Street. So I go down to this 1199 Post Street, right? And guess who's there? The angry lady with the scheduled sex change surgery coming up. And her old friend from Chips. I don't know if you remember that TV show, but man, that dude looked like a fat old Eric Estrada. Not good. Not in a good way. Not that Eric Estrada looked good anyway. I don't know why people in the 70s thought he was good looking. Like, I can understand why sometimes people think, you know, I can be like, oh yeah, I understand why you think that is a handsome dude. Eric Estrada is not a good looking guy. And neither was this dude at the post office. He was just a scrangy looking McGillicuddy Jones. And his exact words when I told him, hey, you guys lost the package, or it's printed incorrectly, there's a problem with it, you know, I tracked it, it's here, it's at this sorting facility, I just need to pick up my package. No exaggeration for the radio, no bullshit, his exact words were, you will get it when you get it, if you don't like it, you can fucking leave, or I'll call the cops. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for your gasp to end. Yeah, that's how this postal worker replied to me. And you know, I'm not crazy. I'm not waving a SIG in his face like a gun. You know, SIG Sawyer. I'm not like threatening him with the wrath of God or a voodoo doll or something like. Something fucking crazy that would make somebody say something like that. You're just like, hey, I'm here to pick up my package. And they're like, you ain't getting it and you don't like it, get the fuck out. That's what this guy told me. Do you think I ever got the package? No, I didn't. Nope, never got it. Those motherfuckers at the post office would not give me my fucking package. They basically stole something that belonged to me, in my opinion. They kept it even though it was there. They lied to me, said it wasn't there even though it was there. They just didn't know that I knew it was at this facility. They just didn't want to get it for me. They just wanted to go on lunch and do their own thing and laugh around and joke and hang out. And they didn't give a shit what happened. So, you know, I call customer service. We don't ever get this thing sorted out. Okay? And, you know, when you're out there picketing and protesting and complaining about how you're losing your jobs and why people should use USPS instead of other couriers to deliver your packages, fuck you. Like, I'm just going to play that little clip that I saved on my phone of this guy telling me if I don't like the fact that they lost my package, I can get out or they call the cops. I'm just going to play that conversation to him and be like, yeah, this is why people don't use the post office anymore. Don't complain about losing your job. I mean, that's fucking crazy. They lost something of yours that you paid for. I don't give a shit. Yeah, I could care less. But when it comes down to their jobs being cut, oh man, they're screaming and yelling in the streets and begging you to use the U.S. post office for mail and shipping packages and... You know, you go into the post office, like, you know, there's one here in Chinatown that I go to quite frequently. You know, because before I had been trying to support the post office and, like, you know, when I ship stuff to people or, you know, little giveaways or something that I do sometimes on the Twitter which you can sign up for if you go to Twitter and follow at Silent Majority. That's one for the I and zero for the O, at Silent Majority. You can. That was just a stupid voice. But I go to that post office sometimes to ship stuff, and there's always this angry lady in there, man. And she's just an angry Asian lady who just has to tell me about, you know, how bad her job is every time I go in there and looks stressed out. And it's just like, she just looks miserable, you know. And I feel bad, but at the same time, you know, it's just like, I just want to ship this package. I'm not Dr. Phil. I can't help you out. I wish I could. You know, like, I don't know what to do for you. I would be happy to sit and listen to your problems, but I don't speak Mandarin. Like, I don't know what to tell you, you know? But it just seems like if you know your job is in danger, well, maybe you should do something to try to help out the people, the very few people left that are trying to support you. You fucking morons. Like, what are you doing? So, needless to say, unfortunately, I'm not going to be using the post office anymore for shipping and receiving things. If there's another option, I'm taking that. If I can find another courier to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm sorry to the postal carrier dudes, but that's just the way it's got to be. I'm not really excited about, you know, being threatened with the cops for asking to get my package from the sorting office. Pretty fucking crazy shit. I don't know what the fuck their problem was that day, but that's not okay to do to people at all. However, so here's some really good examples of the right thing to do. So the package that I was receiving was basically this Savinelli. If you're a smoker, you'll know what that is. If you're not, then Google it. It's really cool. Basically, it's a very hard-to-find item. It comes from Italy. It's really cool. I've been trying to get one for a very long time. Finally found one for a specific purpose. Finally found one, and I was like, oh, awesome. Ordered it from this place. It's called TobaccoPipes.com. And basically, when all this happened, I got a call back from a gentleman named Ben, who basically told me that he would just send me out another one overnighted. And I was just like, oh, man, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. So basically, whatever happened from the person that he was getting it overnighted from, because, of course, that's the last one, they didn't overnight it. So he calls me back the next day, which was cool. He could have just been like, fuck this guy, you know. But he didn't. He called me back first thing next morning, told me, hey, there was a mistake. They didn't get it shipped out. I'm just going to refund your money. I mean, my jaw was on the floor. The guy just gave me the money back. I basically got this item for free. I didn't ask for anything like that. You know, I just wanted the item. Was happy to pay for it. Can't even tell you how shocked I was about that. So this is not only a great example of how old school customer service should be, but definitely a big shout out to Ben from that particular company. That is above and beyond awesome. That guy deserves a medal, and he needs his own 15 minutes on TV of praise from every news station in the country, along with another gentleman from a company, smokingpipes.com. So basically, there was a situation where ordered something. It was not so good. I don't know whether it was just a bad quality, or if it was old, or if it had just been mislabeled, or whatever the issue was. This product that I received was definitely not good. And when I called him up, I figured, you know, I'd just send the other one back or something, or I don't know. I didn't know what to do, or maybe he could just make a suggestion of something better, you know. And this guy Jeremy just was like, no problem, we got you covered, we're going to send out another one. So they sent me something that I'm already familiar with, and I was completely shocked, through the roof, just absolutely just shocked. I mean, no hassle, no nothing, didn't charge me shipping. They're just like, oh, it wasn't good, don't worry about it, we're going to take care of you. Now, why would that be so hard for other people to do? I mean, I'm sure that you out there in Radioland can think of some pretty shitty customer service situations that you've been in where, you know, it's not just like, hey, there's nothing that this person can do, you know, because blah, blah, blah. I mean, the person behind the counter, the person on the phone, you know, the person in front of you helping at the store is just a lazy, dumb piece of shit who just doesn't want to help you. And whether their company sucks to work for or not, you know, to me it doesn't really matter. I mean, that can, like, ruin your day. Or, you know, you can have someone that just, no problem, I'm going to take care of you, I'm sorry that happened. Blam. Awesome. And you're on the radio getting praised because you're a good person. Like, that's really cool. So to Jeremy from SmokingPipes.com, awesome. From Ben at TobaccoPipes.com, that was awesome. Now, I do think it has a little bit of something to do with kind of the scene. I know a lot of people in, like, the pipe community are very close-niched. Everybody kind of knows each other. Even though it's, like, a, you know, worldwide thing, for some reason, people just love to help you. Man, that's really awesome. That's something that's really cool. And it's a model that I think other people should follow, because it just ruins someone's day when you get that disgruntled, angry, upset person that just wants to be a piece of crap because they're a piece of crap. That's not okay. Like, what's wrong with you? Especially, you know, like here locally in San Francisco, I don't understand that. Those postal workers make a lot of fucking money. They're union. They're not going to lose their job. Like, they live in San Francisco. How are you a grumpy person unless you're, like, you know, a jizz mopper at the Rusty Lady, which isn't even open anymore, but, you know, if you were a jizz mopper at the Rusty Lady, I can understand why you'd be an angry person, but not with this. No, it doesn't work. But it's that spirit of kind of underground community, you know, taking care of each other. It's just such a simple thing, you know, and I know this is such a simple topic, but man, everywhere I go in this city, it's just like everyone is angry, and I don't understand. And of course, it's not just me. If you want to write in with your own awful-ass experience of some place that you've went, I mean something terrible, not just like, I went to McDonald's and they screwed up my order. Like, what do you expect? You know, if you got something terrible that happened to you, write in it, thesilentmajority@icloud.com, and I'll talk about your shitty-ass experience here on the air, and we can blast stuff. Or if you want to write in and be like, hey, I had an awesome experience just like you, Scrap. I went to McGee's pub or something, and they gave me free food because I was wearing a pink derby. Write in at thesilentmajority@icloud.com and tell me about it, and we'll praise them. We'll call them up on the show and just tell them they're awesome. Something else that, you know, I really want to praise, since we're doing a lot of good customer service stuff, you know, just people that act like they really care, is a place locally that's a vape shop. Now, you know, I smoke a pipe. I had smoked cigarettes before, but, you know, whatever, not really. But anyway, you know, there's a big, like, vaping community, which is really different than, like, a smoker's community. Now, I know that's, like, a bizarre subject for some people, but pipe smokers, I don't feel like, are trying to be cool. I feel like they're just more nostalgic, like people with big beards that idolize their grandpa, you know, and the old school ways of doing what's right, and no matter what. And I really like that. That's what attracted me so much to that whole community. Anyway, I don't find that with people that, you know, are into this kind of newer fad called vaping. It's really cool. I mean, there's all these different, you know, batteries basically that you get, and you know, you have these tanks and you pour this liquid into the tanks. The liquid is sometimes can be made out of organic you know, flavorings and vegetable glycerin, or sometimes it's artificial, blah blah blah. There's all these different tanks, all these different, you know, voltage batteries. I mean, there's a whole subculture, an underground subculture in the vaping community. And there's actually a guy I kind of enjoy as a train wreck. His name is Indoor Smoker on YouTube. And he is such a weird fucker, man. But, you know, he's entertaining to watch. I don't know if he's someone that I would hang out with on a daily basis. But, you know, he's a cool guy. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a little intense in a kind of bizarre way. And anyway, you know, he's really into this vaping thing. You know, I guess he was an ex-smoker. I'm glad he quit smoking. That's fantastic. Cigarettes, I mean. And, you know, it's just this whole underground subculture of building your own coils and sub-ohming, where you basically take the resistance down to barely anything and just have these huge clouds of this, you know, liquid vapor stuff that you're burning, you know, kind of like smoke, and you can just produce these giant clouds. And they have contests of different things that you can do with these, like, vapor clouds, like, you know, blowing them into bottles and making, you know, smoky bubbles, and I mean, all kinds of crazy shit. And that's it's a cool underground scene. You know, I'm really glad that's definitely something that's out there to kind of keep people out of cigarettes. There is a store here in my local city of San Francisco. Yay! It's on Geary, and it's called Gone with the Smoke. And I've been in there several times, and there's a guy who works there. His name's Chris. And again, perfect example of awesome customer service. It's just a guy who's in there. It's a very small shop, and he's just happy to see people. He, like, remembers their names. He's happy to see. When others come in, he's like, oh, hey, you know, Gregory, hey, you know, Shanae, whatever, I don't know. he's just happy to see people come in. It's great. And, you know, he's just happy to, like, sample stuff and show people how to use things. And it's just a very good customer experience. And I, you know, I'm happy to support in any way I can a business like that. It's just a perfect example of a local business that doesn't have a bad attitude, that isn't jaded, that isn't, trying to be cool, you know, or hip or in, and they have that kind of edgy, oh, well, you deserved it, you know, to come in here because I said so. You know, for some reason, that's a lot of small businesses suffer from that egotistical attitude. And, you know, I've been to a couple of these other shops, you know, just because I thought it would be a cool radio show to do on, like, the Underground Hour, Art of Vaping, you know, because it's a new thing that's going on. And I'm going to be honest, that is the only store that I went into where I was like, hey, this guy, I could get him on the show. This dude's cool. The other places, and I'm not going to name them because I don't even want people to go there, were really bad. I mean, some of them were like, not even a vape shop. It was like a clothing haircut store that had, like, a couple of little things in there. One was like an old bike shop where the guy didn't, it was a cool location, but he didn't have anything. And that was kind of weird. And he didn't really seem too enthusiastic to help me out either. And, it was like close, which is cool because I guess he was just going to get lunch. But, you know, on his website, it's like, oh, we open it this time and, you know, from this time. And I went there and it was closed. And I was just like, well, I'll wait around for a little bit. Went next door, hung out. And, you know, probably 45 minutes later, it was finally open. And it was just, it was weird. It was just like an old repair shop that had a few things scattered about. And I understand, like, the cost of starting up a small business or transitioning into a business. But I gotta be honest, like, if you're a small business trying to get ahead, I mean, it would just seem like you'd want to treat every customer like gold. And I went into one kind of over by Haight Street-ish, and that was a mess. I mean, basically, from the time that I walked in there, it was, you know, I didn't tell them I was on a radio show. I just kind of wanted to vibe it out and then be like, oh, hey, I do a radio show. I'm thinking about doing an episode on, you know, vaping community and all that stuff. And it's kind of an underground growing, you know, kind of cult thing. And I would like to do a show about it. And this two kids that were working there, I don't know if they were shop owners or what, were basically just like bad-mouthing whatever somebody had that came in there, you know, whatever device that they were using, so that they would try to sell them another one. I felt like I was in a fucking used car lot, you know, or I was in a Guitar Center, you know, like, they're just like, oh, that sucks, you should buy this one, this is like the Pure Pro 4000 Vape-tastic. I'm just like, that's a stupid word anyway, but it was horrible, man. And then they had like these liquids that they made themselves, and they were like three times the price of everything else. And they're like, oh, this is this, and we make this and steep it a certain way. And I'm like, oh, it's like organic or something? No. They're using like fucking food coloring. Like, come on. It's nothing special. You guys are like bottling stuff up in your garage and selling it for twice the price. That's not cool. And, you know, there was a lot of places like that, and I was really shocked. You know, there is a great place in Oakland, and it's called Piedmont Tobacconist. And there is a very nice lady who works in Piedmont Tobacconist. Oh, you can hear in the background, it is 12 noon here in San Francisco. That is the earthquake alarm. I'll let you bask in its glory. Yeah. That's how you know it's Tuesday at noon in San Francisco. You hear the earthquake alarm. Anyway, so I go into Piedmont Tobacconist in Oakland, California, and the lady is super nice. She's happy to just BS with me. We're talking about Peter Stokeby's cube-cut tobaccos and pipes and cigars, and she was just happy to help. She was just awesome, you know. And I don't, there's not enough tobacco shops really to do, you know, an underground tobacco show. And, you know, there's, for example, Pipes Magazine radio show, which is a pipe podcast that I really feel covers all that kind of stuff. So if you want, if you're interested, if you like, you know, the art of smoking, yeah, check that show out, you know, if you're into pipes and cigars and that sort of thing. That's a cool show. I don't really see any vape podcasts, or not that I'm aware of. This isn't something that I'm totally into, but I thought it would be a cool show subject to talk about, you know, just people getting off cigarettes and that sort of thing. You know, that's besides the point, but just in going to these different local small businesses, here in the city, because these are just brand new little startups, this is a trend that's happening. I mean, you would just think that these small business owners would be hungry, and they're just stuck up, you know? I don't know what's going on with them, but the good side is that Gone with the Smoke was an awesome shop. If you're in the San Francisco area and you're into vaping and that sort of thing, yeah, go there, check it out. It's a really cool store. You can order online from them. It's GoneWithTheSmoke.com. Really, really, really cool people work there. That whole crew is awesome, and I can't give them enough praise. Also, you know, Piedmont Tobacconist, a really cool spot. Love them. I mean, just really good examples of just nice people that just want to take care of you, and it just goes so, it just makes your day. It's just awesome. And it's sad that, you know, we have to talk about how this is like an underground art of, you know, basically making people's day. You know, you're just another person, just like the person behind the counter and vice versa. You know, it goes back to the whole golden rule thing, which, you know, I try to preach like, you know, Jimmy Swaggart over here. Like, you know, the whole you're responsible for other people's lives kind of thing. And I get it. Sometimes people are crazy and do crazy shit, but that's not what we're talking about. So one last thing, well, two last things to talk about before we end the show here. One is that it was a really cool startup company, and they made a really cool smartwatch. And this watch is called Cuckoo. Yeah, I just did that. So this watch company is really, really neat, just because they made a smartwatch that's Bluetooth connectivity to your Android or iPhone. And basically, it's just a really well-designed analog, old-school-looking watch that just has very basic notifications that pop up on the face of the watch whenever you get a text message, an email, a Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I think that is fucking cool because you don't have a giant pretentious computer screen hanging off your wrist. You don't look like Dick Tracy. And it's just a very well-designed, kind of elegant-looking thing. And it's a startup. It's a Kickstarter project that got enough funding. They came out with this product. And it's really cool. It's just this cool underground company that made this awesome watch. You just download the Cuckoo Life app. Because, you know, I use an iPhone. So for me, I just download this Cuckoo Life app, and it connects to my phone. Whenever I get messages, I get a little beepy beep on my phone. And, you know, it works out great. The other thing is, you know, online reviews, I call it a dumb watch, or the smartest dumb watch, and people just complain about it. They're like, oh, it sucks, and, you know, it doesn't do anything, and blah, 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 blah. Which, you know, it is really sad, because it's a cool-looking watch, and it works well, and it does stuff it's supposed to, and it's a neat design, and it's just a small, you know, one dude that just started a crowdfunding project and made his own device, you know? And people are like, oh, it sucks. I want to buy a Sony smartwatch for four times the price that doesn't do shit except the exact same thing on my phone or on my wrist that my phone does. And it looks pretentious and retarded and gigantic, and it gets 2 days battery, and then I have to recharge it. And that's what I want, because it sucks. That seems to be the epitome of online reviews. But if you're looking for a badass watch, which, you know, this is definitely a cool-looking one, you should check out CuckooWatch.com. You know, just check them out, see what you think. They're not that expensive. I think I paid $115 for mine or something like that on Amazon. And it works really well. It looks cool. And it's an awesome underground, you know, just one person project startup thing. And now it's a reality. And just from an idea that somebody had, it's designed really well. It's made well. It looks cool. It's a very awesome looking watch. And I really wanted to give it some support, just because, you know, if you happen to stumble across it through a tech magazine or something, you see a lot of negative reviews, and I don't know what people's problem is or why they hate everything that's cool these days. But it doesn't do a bunch of fancy tricks. You know, you're not going to, you know, be able to take pictures of girls' asses because it's got a giant camera sticking out of the strap. You know, that was one thing about the Samsung Gear or whatever that was just, it was hideous. It wasn't a great design. And there's like this giant, like, STD wart sticking out of the strap that's the camera. It was just a bad design. It was ugly. Ugly, atrocious. But that's cool. That thing is, you know, like the cool thing. You know, if you're reading reviews and this one is not. Which is sad because a lot of people seem to like it. You know, obviously it's selling well and I'm happy for that dude. And I definitely support Cuckoo watches. I think they're cool. They come in a bunch of colors. The other badass thing that I just wanted to plug is that it comes in a birdhouse, like packaging wise. And once you take all the stickers off, it's a birdhouse, like one that you can put birdseed inside of and hang outside your window and birds fly in there and eat the birdseed and live in there. That is marketing genius. That is the coolest thing ever. And I'm going to buy more of these watches just because that packaging is so badass. But just a cool underground one-person startup thing, made a cool product. If you're looking for a new watch, I definitely want to just plug this because it's cool. It works well. It's designed well. It fits well. It's just a really neat item that just some dude made. You know, it's not a giant Sony, you know, sticker on the side with a crazy price tag. So, last thing, I've really been getting into electronic music lately, especially drum and bass. And there is a group out there that I have just been fucking nuts over called Netsky. So I'm going to leave you with that. If you guys don't like electronic music, well, you suck. But if you have the ability, if you have the time, if you have the chance, you should definitely download some Netsky. That is some amazing underground drum and bass awesomeness. And I'm going to end this show with one of their songs called Come Alive. It is just phenomenal, I think. Really cool song, really cool group. I actually saw them here in San Francisco. That was an awesome show. They had a live drummer, live like band. Like they were playing all their instruments and keyboards and all that stuff. That was just fantastic. That was really cool. It wasn't like they were just, you know, pushing play on iTunes and then, you know, turning the treble and bass knobs, you know, up and down on their mixer. They were actually playing all the stuff. It was amazing. Cool band, cool group, great music, underground as fuck, little tiny label, but huge. Awesome. Been around for a long time, and I can't believe I've never heard of this stuff until recently. So, check them out, Netsky. Cuckoo Watch, Gone with the Smoke, and really cool place. Order your stuff from there. Great customer service stuff. Made my day. TobaccoPipes.com. Thank you very much, Ben. SmokingPipes.com. Big shout out to Jeremy for taking care of me. That was above and beyond to both those guys. There's definitely some really cool underground, small-time companies that will take care of you. And that's what this show's about. Just the little things in life that's under the radar that just makes your day, you know? Again, my name's Scrap Huntington. Thanks for listening to the show. You can check us out online if you got the Facebook. It's facebook.com/silentmajoritypunks, P-U-N-X. You can check us out on Twitter at Silent Majority. That's just the at symbol. And then Silent Majority is silent with the one, the number one for the I. Majority, that's zero for the O. So a one for the I and a zero for the O. Otherwise, it's spelled the same. Anyhow, check us out on those two things. If you want to email us, it's thesilentmajority@icloud.com. Shoot us a line. Tell me about your favorite cool underground place, small business. Shoot me a line. Tell me about some place that screwed you over. Whatever you want to advertise or don't advertise or hate or whatever you want. Yeah, email the show. We'll hang out. Until next time, this is Kermit the Frog. And, yeah, I'm going to go smoke a pipe with Miss Piggy.
to be true.